We're telling you about our Haiti youth trip. Woo-hoo! It was a lot of fun. I'm going to let Andrew start out, and then I'll take up the end of it.
Thank you very much. So it is February 2nd today. We went to Haiti December through... The thing was scheduled from December 27th through January 4th. And then, you know, God being who he is said, I'm going to close down the entire East Coast, and you guys are going to stay in Haiti for a few extra days, which was pretty awesome. This is our Haiti team. Let's see. It's myself, my wife, Caitlin, up there. There's Carly. That is... Blanca? There's triplets. Blanca, and then you go up, that's Susanna. Then you go down, that's Emma. She is in Oregon. And I made the mistake of saying she was a Seahawks fan last service. Just because I don't care about Oregon or Washington. And, you know, they're all one state. But I guess that's not the case. Anyway, and that is Deanna. There's two of three triplets that went on this trip. This is our youth trip. This is the largest group we've ever taken to Haiti as a team that Darlene's ever taken to Haiti. Right here we have Wood, who's a young man that lives there where we were staying, and he is the young boy that's being adopted. I think is he being adopted? He's the legal custody of the local missionaries that are. Usually there. They weren't there this time. Up there was our translator, Titsi. He's great. He walked us all down in the market thing. So we're going to have people come up, tell you a little bit about what happened. I'm going to start with my wife really quick. She's going to come on up. There we go. And just share a little bit about what's on our heart with this trip.
Good morning, everyone. So I just wanted to share a little bit about before we actually got to that point that you see up on the screen. Last year in January, Carly had gone on a trip to Haiti, and she came back and shared downstairs for the high school night that we had. And we kind of already knew at that point, maybe we're going to be doing another trip, open it up to more people, more of the youth. And that night, actually, God stirred in my heart, and he said, you're going on the next one, just be prepared. And so during the rest of the year, I just, like, had it set in my heart, like, okay, God, like, I know I'm supposed to do this. What I did not know is that there were going to be all the high schoolers that were going were going to be all girls. And so God had just prepared me for that. Like, you need to go. You're a woman. You need to go on this trip. So that was really cool. We did a lot of just fundraising and everything before we went. But one thing that God really put in my heart is that this trip wasn't about for me to have an experience in Haiti. Like, I've been before, I've been on mission trips before, but he specifically said, like, Caitlin, you're going to give these girls an opportunity. And so that's why I went, and it was such a blessing to be able to go and see these girls, be with the kids, and love on them, and hug them, and just jumped right in there. So I loved the trip, I loved everything about it, and there you go. That's my heart.
Thank you very much. All right. I'm going to bring one of the girls up here. She's a little pressed for time. That one. This one right here. Deanna, you mind coming up? This is Deanna. You may see her around town, or you may think you see her around town, but it might be her sister's. So I had all the girls pick a picture. And just kind of say, this picture meant something to me because. And I just wanted them to share that with you guys. So.
Okay. So this is kind of like the selfie me and Blanca took. But yeah, this is just us with some kids. And I thought it was really cool because all the kids, they just like, the first day we were there, they just started like jumping on us. And they're like, oh, we love you, Diana and Blanca. And it was really cool. And they were just so happy with such little things, like just us holding them. They just like fall asleep in our arms. It was really cool. Yeah.
So this is your first trip to Haiti?
Yes.
Is it going to be your last trip to Haiti?
No.
Yeah. Who's that in your hand?
That's Blanca. With Danny.
Sorry.
Janice.
Okay. She knows the names better than I do. And I've been there multiple times. Story. I told this last service as well. But like one of the first days or the second day we were there, we had told the girls that there was a scabies outbreak in the orphanage, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go anyway.
That's what she sounds like. anyway. So I'm there, and you and your sister and Susanna and Carly are standing there, and there's this little boy covered in scabies, head to toe, and you could tell, like, and all of you were looking at him, and like, just you hesitated for a moment, and then I saw, I don't know if it was you or your sister, it was Blanca, just picked him up, just held him. And then he was being passed around to all the girls, and just like, here's the scabies kid, and not like in a weird way, like, get the, but like, I love him so much. That's what it was like. Did you get scabies?
No.
Yeah. It was really cool to see it. So, thank you for coming up here. Anything else you want to say? Would you invite everyone else to at least try this?
I would.
In three words. That's awesome. All right. Thank you. Everyone, just wave bye. She's got to head out, too. Diana, you're amazing. Appreciate all you brought to our team, all the joy and stuff. All right. Who's this? Carly. Carly Sabaker, everyone. This was trip number two for you. Excellent. Why'd you pick this picture?
I did not take it. Selfie. Why did I pick this? Because this was the day that we got there, and it was after like being in church for like 3 hours. And then we were just chilling on the steps, and then a bunch of kids came behind us and started braiding our hair, getting cornrows and stuff. And then my sponsored child is right behind me doing my hair. That's why I picked it, because, yeah, sentimental stuff. And, yeah, it was a good trip.
Tell me about your sponsored child.
My sponsored child. Her name's Swamin. She's like a year younger than me. She's 16, I think. And she's just really nice. She's really shy. And the first trip that I went, it was kind of like awkward because I didn't like know her that well, and you know we don't speak the same language, so there's some difficulty there. And but this time it was cool to like get to know her better and stuff.
You gave her a Christmas present.
I did. Yeah, I got her some beads and bracelet. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah.
Would you go again?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Did you get scabies?
No. But I got poison oak, but I don't think it's from Haiti.
She lives at a camp.
Thank you very much, Carly. I appreciate it. Cool thing about Carly, you know, just what my wife had said, specifically, she went a year before. She went with her mom and Darlene, and that was a smaller group. It was a group of five. And she came back, and I remember one of the first things when she came back, I didn't go with her on this trip. I was like, so what did you think? What do you think now that you're back? And she's like, well, all my problems don't really matter. Like, it doesn't matter. And it's a good to have that perspective, except when it's like, why am I doing this homework? It doesn't matter. I'm sure she was kidding. All right. This is a cool one. It's a great picture. Susanna, please come on up. Hey, how's it going? Good. Your first trip to Haiti? Did you enjoy the flight?
The flight was really long. Luckily, you know, I fit in the seats just a little bit better than you know, you.
Than me?
I have a little bit more room.
I walked into that one. All right. Here's your picture.
I took this picture on market day. One day we just kind of toured the town that we were staying in, Maui. And this woman, she was sifting some kind of grain or something. I don't really remember what she was doing. But I thought it was a good picture because what I really got out of the trip was, I guess it depends on who you ask, but when I saw, I was kind of expecting like this total devastation, you know, after the earthquake, everybody talks about it. It's really horrible. So I was really expecting it to be really bad. But what I saw when I was there, it wasn't as bad as I thought. You know, everybody was doing something and working, and you know, they were being productive. Like, there was the aspirations of this country. It had so much potential, and you know, some of the kids there, like the pastor's son Oakleyus, he wanted to go to college in America, and he had all these like dreams to, you know, go off and learn more, and they were doing a lot of work, and it was really like inspiring, you know, to see everybody. Yeah, I would go again.
Mm-hmm. You want to invite anything or anything else you want to say? Was it cool to go with your friends?
Yeah, that was good.
It was cool. Well, thank you, Susanna. I appreciate it. That about went by really quick. I'll bring that up. My record is 12. On me at one time. It didn't happen this trip. I'm just reminded of something, actually, because she said the name Oakleyus. Oakleyus isn't in this picture, but he is the pastor's son, and I wanted to share this story with you guys just now because it reminded me of it, or Susanna reminded me of it. So we're there. The girls are painting these dorm rooms. They're cleaning them up. I'm kind of floating around, seeing where I go. And Oakleyus, the pastor's son, finds me, and he talks to me. And I'm like, okay, how you doing? He's like, good, good. And then somehow he goes, hey, I remember the first time you ever came here. I'm like, oh, really? That's cool. And he's like, yeah, my first memory of you, I was sitting in the sanctuary. And we didn't have enough food to eat that day, so we were praying in the sanctuary that God would provide food. And then you and Darlene came up in a truck with mangoes and bread. And it was just like, I was like, whoa, that's pretty amazing. And I want to encourage the girls, too. Like, the next time you go, there's going to be someone there whose first memory of you, you answered their prayer. It's an amazing thing to be, say yes and go and be the hands of God to his people, to the orphans. And, you know, I was very privileged to bring these girls, very privileged to be a part of a new thing. Everything about this trip was brand new. We've never done it before. Darlene was our contacts, our normal contacts out there, they weren't in the country. So what Darlene did was she set it up where she pretty much was our host. Like if she were like a missionary living there, she's the one that set up the food, the transportation, the translators. She got someone to come up and give us a massage. It was amazing. You know, and she kept the trains running on time. It was the first time she ever done that, especially with a group this big. It was the largest group we've ever taken. It was the first group of youth we've ever taken. And so there were a lot of firsts. And it was just really appropriate that we did it at the new year, do new things, seeing God do amazing things in Haiti and with us here. So a little bit of a side note on that. Each and every one of the girls worked really hard. I mean, they fundraised most of the money to get there. The most anyone had to pay was like 100 and something to stay 7 days out there because they did all this work. We were amazed by that. So we ended up raising all the money for it. We get there. And then we're there for 3 extra days. Needless to say, we did the best we could. God did provide a great, great amount. We do have a little bit of extra need. It was we just did the numbers, and because of the 3 extra days we got to stay there. We had to rebook flights, and that was an extra expense that we didn't plan for. So we're about $274 from the financial finish line of this last trip. So if God so leads you, you know, to help us get to that finish line, that would be amazing. So, and thank you, girls. Thank you, girls, so much for all the work you. Let's have a round of applause for them because they worked really hard. I want to bring Darlene up. Thank her for just making this happen. Let's hear it for Darlene. She really worked hard to make it work. So I'm gonna hand it off to her and. She's going to go.
Okay. I'll set this up as a slideshow in a minute. I wanted to tell you that when the girls did the painting of the dorm rooms, their rooms are about 12 by 14, and there were 3 of them. Now, the trip before that, we had arranged the boys' dorm rooms, and we had redone a whole room that the boys, we had 19 boys sleeping in one room, and so we needed to move those bunks out and rearrange, and we did all that. We brought sheets and pillows for them, and they were happy. Well, the girls were like, we didn't get anything. So this trip, the girls painted all 3 dorm rooms, they rearranged them all, and we got these beautiful bunks. We got sheets and pillows for all the girls, and they're just really pretty, and you got to see these beautiful little smiles on that face. She was so happy, and then I'd say, okay, qui côté dormi là? And they'd say, qui ça? I say, qui côté dormi? And I'd say, where do you sleep? Oh, là. And they'd sit on their bed with a big smile. I sleep here because they have their new beds. They're very, very happy little girls, and they were so blessed. These kids rock. This youth group, they pumped out 3 rooms, 12 by 14, in 2 days. They just, boom, done. And it was amazing. And the neat thing was, is then these kids, they got to sleep in them that night. And it's like, wow. So that was really cool. And the rest of the time, they got to spend with the kids and play with them. We did a lot of different things. Another big event is, sorry? Pillows. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we brought pillows along, too. Did I not say that? I apologize. Sheets and pillows we brought. And the thing of it is about the pillows is they never had pillows before. So all the children now sleep with a pillow. So, and this big event was the chicken coop. Yes, we built a chicken coop. Now, why would you build a chicken coop? Well, let me tell you the story. A missionary gave pastor, and I'm just going to go ahead and run this as a slideshow now. The missionary gave pastor materials to build a chicken coop. And I was like, well, pastor, you know, that's not really my heart. My passion is get your roof fixed because this is the dry season. Let's get it done before it starts the rainy season. And, I mean, seriously, in their house, I mean, it was just leaking, like, most of the house. And I said, we really need that fixed. Can't we just take some of this tin and put the roof, put it on the roof? And he's like, no, don't touch it until I build a chicken coop. So, Scott, we got to build a chicken coop. So Scott came over, and he got guys rallied, Pastor Joel, to go and build this chicken coop. Now, this chicken coop isn't no ordinary chicken coop. It's got a foundation. It's got block, cement block foundation, and it's got a cement floor. And I'm like, okay, this could be my guest house. Why is this a chicken coop? But the point was, is in that hurricane area, if we just built a chicken coop on the ground, it'd go whoosh, and it'd be gone. So we had to stabilize it. We had the boys, we taught them, see how deep that is in there? They had it really deep in there. And the one thing I got to tell you, we taught the boys how to build. So not only are we building a chicken coop, but the boys got to learn how to build too. And that was really cool. And they use these machines. Okay, I got to see if I can pause this one. Hopefully I can. I want you to take a good look at this picture, okay? These boys, look and see. Can you tell which one Scott built and which side of the nesting boxes the boys built? Take a good look. Yeah, the cricket side. But it's just a chicken coop. And they had so much fun building it. It was just amazing. Okay, let's see. Hopefully I can get this thing going again. Hopefully so. Nope, maybe not. All right. So there's our chicken coop that's finished. Now our next project is to paint the chicken coop. We hope to get it painted up. And I'm going to go ahead and just start this again. And then we're going to get it painted. And I believe we've got 24 chickens, we hope and pray. We bought chickens that are actually incubating at this moment. And then we hope to have pullet-sized chickens by the time we get back there to put in the coop. So that's a really cool thing. And they'll have laying hens and they'll have fresh eggs every day. We hope and pray. That's our goal. And then we also have ceiling fans we want to try and take. We were donated ceiling fans from Joe's Place and Sally's, and so we are going to take those back to Haiti with us, and we're going to put them in the dorm rooms so that each room has one. That's our goal, too. And one of the things we are doing is we are teaching the children, the older ones, a micro-business. In other words, we have to give these children life skills because when they're 18, they have to move on. And so what we are doing is we're taking their abilities that they have, and they are very, very artistic, very artistic. And so what we have done is we have said, okay, I saw this somewhere. I said, you know what? Take a conch shell. Now, conch shells in Haiti are like gravel for us. They eat the conch, but the shells, they don't have any use for them. There they go. And they're littered all around. You're walking everywhere, and there's conch shell everywhere. Everywhere. And in fact, when they take the walk through the marketplace, there's a huge pile. And I think I put a picture of it. That's the Christmas tree. That's their Christmas tree. But I put a huge, they got huge piles of them. So I said, let's go collect some. Joan and I went and collect some the other time we were there and cleaned them up, gave them to the boys, and said, can you paint these? And they did. So these are for sale for a donation. We're trying to teach them micro business. We taught the girls to crochet, and they made purses. Nice little purses, different sizes. And the thing of it is I just taught them how to crochet. They figured out the purse. And so that was really cool. And so we're trying to teach them now to budget what they have. So when I bring this money back to them, we'll teach them to tithe. We'll teach them how to put aside some money for supplies. Some we're going to say, okay, let's say this is your living expenses. Give some to the orphanage and then a little bit for yourselves. And so we're working on that right next. So then I just want to say that these kids, they're so loving. When we went, I'm going to read to you the scripture that we base our whole ministry on. And that is in 2 Corinthians, and I lost my place. So, in Colossians, excuse me. Colossians 2:2, and it says, my purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. We go there to encourage these people, to love on them, And God unites our hearts. He just bonds us. Those girls are so bonded to these kids now. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going back. In fact, Susanna was like, okay, next trip, where are you going? When is it? Emma Owens, the same thing. Emma from Oregon, she's like, I tried so hard to figure out a way I could go this trip with you, but I can't. So she says, let me know the next one. We are going back March 2nd through the 14th. I'll be taking another group of people along. And we're taking just general supplies. And as I said, fans, you have a bulletin insert that tells you the supplies I need to take. And the reason I take these supplies is because they cost a lot in Haiti. And if I can bring a suitcase full of toothpaste and soap, I'll bring it to them. If I can bring along some shampoo or some toilet paper, you think, toilet paper? Come on. Seriously, toilet paper costs more there than it does here. And so, and you know how you go through toilet paper. So anything we can do to help them is a good blessing. I got to say that when we did this trip, there's some girls painting. They were a fun blast. When we did this trip, we did sponsorships. We did sponsor letters. So some of you are getting letters that if you're a sponsor, you're getting a packet full of letters because they did colors and painting and everything else. We did bubbles and balloons. January 1st, New Year's Day, is Haiti Independence Day. It's a big deal there. And so what we did is, and all the kids dress up pretty for it. So we had a party. We brought snacky foods. I gave Madame money to purchase special food for the children. And she was able to feed each child one chicken leg. Now to you, that's like, duh. But no, they get barely any meat. And can you imagine one small goat's worth of meat for 48 people plus, children plus the workers? So you're talking about 55 people eating off of one small little goat. And so they each get a little piece of meat on their big bowl of rice. So these kids were like, whoa, they got plantain, they got chicken leg, they got vegetables. It was awesome. They also had a big party, and so we got to give them Christmas gifts. And so they all got to open their presents from their sponsors, and it was just a fun party time. And this is where they're cooking the meals there. There we got balloons. They love the balloons. Now, first thing, they don't want you to blow up the balloons and tie them. Just blow them up and hand them to them, and then they go, you know, that horribly, the whole place goes crazy, but, you know. And then we go, okay, give me that balloon, let me tie it. So, but there's our snackies. Caitlin's cutting up, you know, I don't know, some of you might remember the candy on a paper. That's what that was. But we had a blast doing these kind of things. It was such a blessing for me. Now, as Andrew said, I was the hostess, so I was staying back. Most of the time, I went for the parties, but I was back at the base preparing the meals for everybody, and so I didn't get to see them painting. I didn't get to see them doing all these things. They played duck, duck, goose with the kids. They did all kinds of wonderful things with these kids. I ended up with a different role, but I was blessed because they'd come back and they're just like, oh yeah, and you know, they were just sharing their hearts and how much they were enjoying the kids. Oh, a lot of kids got Legos. They were like, what is this? So we had to sit and teach them how to use Legos. And they're like, oh, this is cool. So they had a blast doing that. Carly taught them how to do friendship bracelets. One of the girls got a friendship bracelet kit. So we had to teach them how to do that. All these different things that you and I take for granted. There they are, chicken legs. Yum. See the chicken leg? They're happy babies. So we had an amazing trip. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I would take the youth along and take any of those girls along again. One of the things Susanna's got a passion for is what's called a UDT. I don't remember what it is, but what the initials are for. But basically what it is, it's a different type of toilet where you take the waste and you process it and can use it as fertilizer. And so that's something we're looking into. Next trip, I will be going to see an organization that actually does this in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. So that's going to be exciting to see. There's their beds again. The painters. The lady on the far left, that is Chantal. She was one of their main translators when we were there, too. She's a nice young lady. Nobody was hurt during the, well, we had a few scratches. Oh, and Scott got damaged, but other than that, Scott got two bad damages. He got, one of the things we had is there's rebar needed to hold the fencing solid so that it didn't get washed out by the rains and the hurricanes and all that. Well, the boys loved it because they gave them a machine that spits fire. Because this machine, it cuts rebar. Have you ever seen it cut? And you metal on metal goes, psh, you get shoots of sparks. Oh, they loved that thing. So they were just like cutting up rebar everywhere, you know. Well, unfortunately, they didn't learn to pick it up. And Scott was, they were playing a game or something. They chased him and he stepped on it and got him in the arm. That one healed just fine. Now, the bug on the other arm that bit him ended up being very infected. And praise God, with our world first world medical assistance, he got the medical care he needed once he got back here. But until then, he had gotten a staph infection in it. So we do have to do our precautions. Even though we did, we washed it out with the peroxide and everything, we still, it's just some of those things that happens. This is vendor day. That's Mackenzie that does the massages there. Vendor day, what we did is for the girls, the Haitian people are very artistic, as you can see by these painting on here. And they sell their wares. And so we had vendors come from the local area to sell their wares to the team at the end of the trip so that we're also putting back into the economy of Haiti as well, not just our little orphanage. So, yeah, and there's Andrew carrying a million kids. Water, this water pump, we are hoping and praying also. We are praying hard for an osmosis system for this pump. The well is a salty well. It's not real salty. It's got brackish water in it. We want to get an osmosis system so that we can clean it and have completely clean filtered water right straight from the pump. And so this is one of our goals in our prayer. And I think an osmosis system is going to cost about $6,000 to get that. But that's our goal. And that will eliminate what we have right now, which is a very simple water filter system. So it's very basic. But we can't use the salt water in the basic filtration system. So all they use it for is washing right now. So, and there's our trip to the beach. They piled. Can you imagine? Okay, we got this big flatbed truck. Honey, how long is Richard's flatbed truck? About 15, 20, really that big? Okay, 25 feet long. We piled every single person from the orphanage in that thing, plus our team. Can you imagine that? They were just crowded in there. That's at the beach. Yeah. And there, we treated them to ice cream after church the second time, so that was a special treat for them. And there's poor Scott being attacked by children. So thank you so much. I want to share this scripture with you. This scripture the Lord put on my heart this morning, because when I realized Pastor and Madame are the epitome of this scripture. It's Matthew 25:35. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. That is what's going on at the orphanage. That is the heart of these people, and they taught me so much by doing these things. But you know what? That's my family, my island family in Haiti. But my island family right here in Avalon is doing the same thing. There are people that are hungry. We have a food camp cupboard. There are people that need housing. We're putting them up downstairs, giving them a place to sleep. There are people that have need of clothing. We've given it away like crazy. We're doing the same thing. And I am so blessed and so pleased to say that I have two island families that I worship with, and we worship totally different, I guarantee you that, that I live with, that I fellowship with, that I see every day. I am richly blessed, and I want to thank you, because you make it possible for me to have two families. It's your support and your encouragement, and I invite every one of you to come with me. Come with me. See this for yourself. See how you have an island family in Haiti too. Thank you, and God bless you.